Everybody, Andy here again. One of my favourite songs by Elton John, and he is a good artist in my opinion. Not all of his stuff, admittedly, but the song Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word is one of those, probably not his hippest song, and probably not ruin my street cred by saying that, but it's one of those songs that I've always liked. But to me, sometimes sorry isn't the hardest word. It seems to be quite an easy word to say, and I've got a couple of examples or different ways of looking at this, I suppose. This weekend we've had, for those who've been living under a shell and who maybe don't live in the UK, we've had the Luis Suarez and Patrice Evra affair, which has been dragging on for some time now. I'm talking football here, by the way, guys and girls. But this weekend that came to a head when Luis Suarez originally said he was going to shake Patrice Evra's hand, but then he refused to do so, and then his manager, as he has done right up to this time, Kenny Dalglish, backed him up to the hilt and made some great fool of himself on primetime TV a bit later that night. And it was obvious that he didn't really have any remorse at all, Luis Suarez. But then yesterday, by a miracle, both of them, suddenly, Kenny Dalglish and Luis Suarez, suddenly came out with these grovelling apologies. Now, the only reason they made those apologies that it has come out, in my opinion, is because the owners of Liverpool Football Club, who happen to be Americans, put pressure on them and apparently had quite some input into the actual statements that they made. And I said yesterday evening when I first heard that Luis Suarez had actually issued an apology, not a verbal apology, not a in front of the camera type of apology, standing up there and actually saying it and looking as though he's meaning it, just a written statement. And I said at the time, that's just not good enough. And to me, it isn't. Anybody can say sorry. It's not a hard word to say unless you actually mean it. If you actually mean it, then it becomes quite hard, because it's easy to just say sorry and trip it off the tongue when you don't actually mean it at all. If there's no remorse behind it, then it's a completely empty word. It's an empty gesture and doesn't mean anything. And in some ways, it's even worse than not saying sorry in the first place. If you don't mean it, don't say it, because you'll be seen through straight away. And funnily enough, takes me to another example. Someone told me a story of somebody at their workplace the other day who happened to say a comment to someone, a bit like the situation with the footballers, the other person didn't like that particular comment and complained, and the line manager of the person who originally made the comment made that person apologise to the recipient of the bad comment. I hope you're following this. And apparently they said to this person, "Now, I'm sorry, but I'm only saying that because I've been told to say it. I actually believed every word that I said. I'm not really sorry." And that's the point. At least they were honest and had the balls, I suppose, to actually say that. If you're told to say sorry, as effectively Kenny Dalglish and Luis Suarez were yesterday or this morning or whenever it was, then it doesn't mean anything at all. You know. So sometimes sorry isn't a particularly hard word. It could be an actually quite an easy word. We've probably all been in situations where we instinctively say sorry for something and we mean it. But if you don't mean it, I can think of occasions where I've said something to somebody and it might not have been very good. You have an argument or something and we say things off the top of our head that we, you know, afterwards we regret and we apologise graciously and with genuine remorse. But there are other times when I won't apologise, when I know what I've said, I actually believed. It doesn't matter if the other person doesn't like it. We all have disagreements in life. If you don't like somebody and what you did, you meant to do, and you had no intention of actually shaking that person's hand, don't apologise for it afterwards. Actually say, "No, I'm not going to." You know, and everybody, whether they agree with you or not, will at least have a bit more respect for you in that way. So, yes, sorry can be a hard word to say at times, but as I said, generally because you actually mean it. And it's sometimes hard, isn't it, to say sorry to somebody. When you actually mean it, you realise you've hurt someone's feelings, you've actually got remorse, and there's that sort of pride, isn't there, that you don't want to admit that you were wrong and maybe that you were sorry in the first place. But I'd much rather have it that way than someone throw a sorry off the cuff, shall we say, or because they've been forced into doing so when they don't actually mean it in the first place. That's the worst type of sorry. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Sorry for this being so long, and I mean that. Goodbye.